Today's daf is Maseches Bamitzia, daf Nun Hey. The new Mishnah Amud Aleph teaches the halachot of different monetary values. Among them, we have the pruta, which is involved with five halachic scenarios as the minimum value in each of the scenarios. The first is hoda'ah, which is an omission to part of a claim. Person says they agree that they owe money. They have to agree to partial claim and a minimum of a pruta in order to be required to take a shvuah, to take an oath. Second is a woman, as we know, is betrothed, isha niknate. One of the ways a woman can be betrothed is through money, is through kesef, and it has to be the value of a pruta. The third in the list in the Mishnah is a person who benefits at least a pruta worth from hektish, from something that has been sanctified for the temple, for the Beit HaMikdash. That's called me'ila. That's a misuse of holy property. It's like a stealing sort of from Hashem, and that requires a minimum of a pruta's worth of benefit. The fourth is if one finds an item equal in value to a pruta, hashavat avida. The Torah says one's required to announce what they found in order to reunite the item with its proper owner. The fifth, one who steals an item that is shave pruta, that is equal to a pruta, and took an oath that he didn't take anything, when he eventually admits and wants to do teshuva, wants to repent, he wants an atonement, he can only get kapara, he can only get atonement when he returns the item directly to the owner. He can't use a messenger, send it in the mail, he has to go himself and return it, even if that means traveling a great distance. Comes the Maharil, Shailus Uchuvos, Chelek Aleph, Simen Chav Dalet, and notes one of the missing halachot on this list, in his opinion, is tzedakah, which would then need to be minimally a pruta. Tzedakah, charity, but from its absence on the list, perhaps, says the Maharil, tzedakah can be fulfilled with less than a pruta. Now we see many different opinions in the early commentaries about this topic. The Sifrei, all the way in the Midrashic literature, in Parshas Re'eh, writes that there is in fact no shi'ur, no amount, no measure for the mitzvah of tzedakah. Minayin shim patachta pam achat, Talmud lomar patoch tiftach afilu mea pamim. If you open your hands once, you can open again because of the doubling of language. The idea is it doesn't give an amount. We also find in Avos de Rabbi Nassan, the addendum to Pirkei Avos in the third perek, in natata peruta la'ani baboker uba'ani nosaf ba'erev. If you gave a peruta to a poor person in the morning, and another one comes in the night, tenlo she'incha yodea mi kasher o shnehem ke'achad tovim. You don't know who is the one who really deserves it. Maybe they both deserve that money. The Rambam in Ilchos Matnos Anim, gifts to the poor, Perek Zayin Alachahe, writes that when a poor person asks for tzedakah and the owner, the Baal HaBayis, doesn't have the financial capacity to help, he should give according to his means. It's a Maseges Yado. First level, of course, is 1/5 of one's financial resources. The second, 1/10, also known as Maaser, as the Beinonis, the middle approach. And the third is less than this, is called an Ayin Ra'ah. It's a lower, more meager type of contribution, but one shouldn't give less, says the Rambam, than 1/3 of a shekel per year. In terms of the upper limit, the Chafetz Chaim comments, we discussed this in the past, the Rambam in his Sefer Avas Chesed, Chelek Beis, Simen Yotes, that if a person could give more than 1/5 of his resources, he may do so, but not to the point of impoverishing himself. Finally, in the Shailos Tshuvos Yehuda Yala, Rav Masad, in Chelek Beis, Kuf Pei Zayin, he said, Rav Asad rather, writes that although we learned in the Tosfos on Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, when it's talking about Khalifin not too long ago, that any monetary transaction, the Torah uses the term nitina, giving, it means a minimum of a pruta. Then we'd conclude the same should be true for tzedakah, because it says in tzedakah v'naton titen, that is the source for tzedakah. However, says Yehuda Yala, he argues that since tzedakah is learned from v'naton titen, it uses this double language, we have another rule when it comes to interpretation of the verses in the Torah, a doubling expression. We have a principle, ein ribui acha ribui ela lima'eit. When you have a doubling expression, it actually is coming to limit, and therefore concludes Yehuda Yala, therefore, that tzedakah can even be fulfilled with less than a pruta.